Doing well. How are you, Tony?
You sound cool, calm, and collected, like you're not worried at all.
Well, you know, that's the confidence that comes from knocking a lot of doors, not only over the last 3 days, but over the last couple months, and talking to a lot of people and bridging a lot of ground, you know? So I feel good.
All right. Brittany has told me she has no idea who she's voting for. Why should she consider John Crone for Lansing City Council?
Well, she should check out my background. I've worked in a lot of different sectors. I've worked in nonprofit. I've worked in government. I'm a small business owner. So I'm coming at it from a variety of different perspectives, not, you know, one special perspective. If you go to my website, you'll see that I'm committed to transparency. I've published the PAC questionnaires we get from special interests. I've published my responses to them so everybody can see what I've said to the unions. Everybody can see what I've said to business and the chamber, and anybody else who's asked me questions. I've published all my answers on there so you know what you're getting. I've also published all my campaign finance report for this pre-primary cycle, but also all the other candidates. And if you look through them, it tells a real story of who we are. You know, the incumbents, their biggest donors are the PAC special interests. I'm the only candidate that's not endorsed by either the unions on one side or the chamber, the regional chamber on the other side. And that's not because I don't have a chance or I don't know what I'm talking about. It's because I'm not beholden to either interest. And when I talk to them, I say, hey, look, I'm a guy that, you know, is coming from the perspective of the average person on the street in Lansing. I'm not always going to be 100% on this side or that side. I'm not in lockstep with Verge, but I don't, you know, I'm not one of these people that hates him so much that they're, you know, against just anything he does. So if you look at the campaign finance reports, I've received more individual donations from Lansing residents than any of the other candidates spare Rory, and that just shows you where I get my support from. If you look at the names of the people who donated to me, you're not going to recognize any of those names because they're not local politicians, they're not developers, they're not union activists, they're not any of the vested interests that play power games here in Lansing. They're just normal people off the street like you and me, and there's a lot of them, and if you look at how much they donate, they're all small amounts because they're not deep-pocketed people. They can't afford to give a whole ton, but they want to see what I want to see, which is a better and brighter future for Lansing.
All right. What will you do if you are elected? What will you support that you feel Lansing City Council currently has not supported?
Well, the city needs to do a lot better job of empowering neighborhood groups to take control of their neighborhoods and to be the change that they want to see. I've sat in on some neighborhood meetings where people were talking about beautification projects, and you know, they had an area identified that they wanted to beautify. They said, "Oh, you know, let's paint this gate and plant these perennials and make this area look nice." So, okay, we got to get permission from the city. All right, well, you know, how long will that take? Well, you know, the last one took months, and people are just in disbelief. Like, really, it takes months to, you know, get permission to fix up part of your own neighborhood. So the city needs to do a lot better job of supporting the neighborhood groups and supporting people who want to step up to take charge and take care of their neighborhoods. You know, I cut an article out of the state journal, or maybe it wasn't the state journal, it was one of the newspapers a few weeks ago that said, was talking about how the state of Michigan had passed a law that protected volunteers who wanted to volunteer to use DNR equipment to maintain DNR properties. It protected them from lawsuits that might arise during the use of their equipment, and that's so that they could.
John, I'm sorry, I got to get to break. Good luck to you today. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure, Tony. Thanks.